the Beauty Advisor. This is the place where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty, review beauty products, and help you navigate the cosmetic counters. I'm your host and Beauty Advisor, Deanna Lynn. Today on the show, I have an interesting guest. Linda Goldman is our guest today. She's an author, a copywriter for natural health products, and an online publisher of a magazine called Healthy Organic Woman. Hello, Linda. Thank you very much for being on today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Linda, could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. There's two things that kind of converge. One is my interest in health, and I publish a magazine, an online magazine called Healthy Organic Woman, where I kind of share a lot of tips from experts that I've talked to over the years. And the reason I have all these tips is because in my real life, what I really do is I'm a copywriter, which means I write marketing materials for people in the natural health space, including supplement manufacturers and holistic health practitioners. So I gathered all this knowledge, you know, over the years, and now I want to share it through my online magazine, which is free, by the way, and is called healthyorganicwoman.com.
So, Linda, tell us why you decided to create a magazine that focuses on women.
Well, you know, maybe because I'm a woman, and so I kind of relate better to women, but I know from my own experience that in most families, women are the ones that make the buying decision. They know more. Not that men don't know about nutrition, but women are often the ones buying for their families, for their children. I just decided to focus on women, but I actually do have quite a few men on my list, and, you know, anybody's free to join. I just decided to, you know, I like the term healthy organic woman, so I guess that personifies me in a way also.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great name. Linda, could you tell us a little bit about your online magazine? And could you tell us something about your report, 50 Shades of Organic?
Well, of course. It's actually a free report. The 50 Shades of Organic is a free report that you get when you sign up for the newsletter Healthy Organic Woman. And then with Healthy Organic Woman, you get an issue every Thursday. And why organic? Well, you know, I've been studying this for years and years since my children were little. And now they're grown up, and I even have a little baby grandson. And I always knew that organic is so important. It's even more important now because there's just so many chemicals in our food, in the water, in everywhere. And, you know, organic isn't perfect, but it's the best we have. And, you know, people say, is it more nutritious? Is it not? Well, studies actually show it is more nutritious. They do retain more vitamins and minerals in organic food. But even more important is what's not there because, you know, there's so many chemicals in food and nobody has ever studied all the chemicals together or the combinations. Like they may say, well, you know, it's only a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But when you add a little bit from many different sources on a daily basis, nobody can actually say what that adds up to. And so I'm a very, very strong believer in organic food as much as possible, just to eat the purest food you can and minimize the risk.
So Linda, we all know that buying organic can be expensive. What advice would you give to a young family or mother who wants her children and family to eat healthy, but the family may be on a budget?
For families, I mean, I always say, first of all, children and pregnant women should get first priority with organic because, you know, children's bodies can't get rid of, you know, toxins as easily and their brains are growing so quickly. And so if you're going to spend your money and you can't buy everything organic, then, you know, give it to the children and any women who are pregnant for sure, because they're nourishing an unborn baby whose body and brain is growing so quickly. And then, I mean, start with what you can do. So, you know, like if strawberries are $8 because they're organic in the middle of winter, well, I mean, just don't buy strawberries. Buy, you know, apples that are less expensive, or buy frozen. So there's many ways you can actually, you know, eat organic, and it doesn't have to cost that much. It can, but there's ways to be more budget friendly. And in my free report, 50 Shades of Organic, I actually have a lot of tips on how to eat organically without spending a lot, and in past issues of my newsletter as well. So that should help a few people that say, well, I really want to eat organic and I can't afford it. You know, you do the best you can, and you prioritize.
That's true. And we are concerned about our children. I think today more than ever, parents are concerned about their children's eating habits. Linda, could you tell us about your everyday health habits?
Well, I mean, I've been starting my morning with a healthy smoothie for years and years, and I find it gives me so much energy. You know, I years and years ago, I used to have like toast and coffee, but now I've switched to like a good protein powder, and I used to have whey protein. Now I have some good vegan powders that have like pea protein and other things. And then I put a handful of, you know, spinach or greens in there, and a, you know, piece of banana, a few fruits. I always have blueberries every day. I keep them frozen. I just buy frozen organic blueberries and strawberries and put them in, and then they're not as expensive and I get them all year. And I find a good breakfast is like the most important thing, because it starts your brain off. So you can think all day and you can function all day. And another thing is I just try to eat vegetables. I mean, I try to focus on eating a lot of vegetables. I have like one huge salad every day with some other, you know, protein with it. If you think vegetable first, and try to find some creative ways to have vegetables, then you'll be healthy. Like, that's the simplest thing you could do, is just keep focusing on getting vegetables in, and whatever else you eat, you'll still be healthier.
Have your habits changed in recent years? I mean, were you always health conscious?
Well, I've always been health conscious for many years, but my habits have changed, and they're continually changing, because I work in the field. I'm always researching. I'm always learning from experts who contribute to my newsletter. And I'm also working with experts in the field when I'm writing about their products. So I'm always learning. Like, for example, one of my clients is one of the best known neurosurgeons, Dr. Daniel Amen. And so I was forced, that's a joke because I enjoy it, I was forced to read about 10 books about the brain. And so in reading about all those books, I thought, okay, well, I'm always refining my diet a little bit. Like, I added more fish oils and that kind of thing, because I learned from everybody. So, you know, nutrition isn't a static thing, and your body changes, and the, you know, different times of the year, and in summer you may eat differently than winter. So I think we all, plus we're all individuals, so I think we all have to do what's best for our bodies. You know, what's healthy for me may not be for someone else, and vice versa. But yes, my I'm always tweaking my diet. In other words, it hasn't changed radically, but I'm always tweaking it.
Linda, health and nutrition is a subject that a lot of us would like to know more about, and we'd like to keep on top of. Could you please tell our listeners where they can receive, or how they can receive, your online magazine?
Sure. I mean, just go to healthyorganicwoman.com, and you'll find it. And on the right hand, you know, on the homepage on the right side at the top, you'll see the report. You just sign up. It's free. You'll get the report and you'll get the newsletter. And, you know, if for any reason you find you don't want it or whatever, you can just easily unsubscribe. But, you know, I think most people will find it quite interesting and get some good tips out of it.
Well, Linda, I know you have a new book. I'm very excited for you. I know you've written books before, but this is your Amazon book that's coming out in a few weeks. Could you tell us the name and tell us what it's about and who it's for?
Sure. Actually, I have a series of three books coming out. And the first one is actually kind of chronicles my experience in becoming a copywriter, a writer for the natural products industry. And the reason I wrote it is that this is a huge, huge industry. I mean, I just attended an expo called Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim. Actually, it's starting this year, but I went last year. 60,000 people attend, and that's not the public. That's actually retailers and product manufacturers. So you can imagine that this is huge. And there's a huge demand. There's a need for people to write about all these products, because every single manufacturer needs you know, web copy and, you know, other things to advertise their supplements or their health products. And most people don't even know that this opportunity exists. And I know that on your list, and I know many kind of mommy bloggers, you know, women that enjoy health, they're reading about it and they may enjoy writing and they don't even know that this opportunity is out there. So I wrote this book. It's called Make Money Online, 7 Steps to Make Money at Home Writing About Health and Fitness. And it's just really to let people know that this opportunity is there for anybody who's interested. And the book will be, you know, $3 or less. So it's not a big investment. And, you know, if I could buy something for $3 that gave me a new career, I'd buy it in a second. So just letting people know about it.
Well, Linda, you've given us some great information, and I will post Linda's links and her books in our show notes and on our blog. And Linda, it's been great having you on, and I thank you for your time. I know you're a very busy lady.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
And I hope you'll come back and give us some more information.
Anytime. Just let me know when you want to.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to sign up for Linda's magazine, Healthy Organic Woman. You can find links to her magazine on our website, which is askthebeautyadvisor.com. Next up, we have John Lai. John Lai is one of our in-house beauty advisors. This is going to be a replay of a show we did a few months ago, very popular show. We have a lot of new listeners since then who might enjoy listening to John Lai's advice on how to take care of your hair. So this is a replay. I hope you enjoy it. Today, I have an extremely interesting show. My guest, John Lai, is a professional hairdresser. John's going to give us some tips on how to take care of our hair. These tips can help with preventing some of those bad hair days. Hello, and welcome to the show, John.
Hi there. It's really great to be on.
John, I know you've got some really great tips for us today, so why don't you go ahead and get started? John, what are some of the questions you get asked about hair?
Okay, great. Thanks, Deanna. One of the most often asked questions hairdressers get is, how often should I wash my hair? So here's what I've discovered works best for each individual hair type. Now, if you have fine hair, every other day works best. That way it won't get too greasy, but you're still allowing your natural oils to coat and nourish the hair. Now, for medium to coarse hair, wash it anywhere from every third day to once a week. Thicker hair takes longer to absorb natural oils and appears less greasy over time than finer hair. I typically recommend doing a deep conditioning mask once a week for 15 minutes or longer. Now, if you have chemically damaged hair, I would recommend washing your hair based on its texture, but use a leave-in conditioner overnight. Tie up your hair and wear a shower cap while sleeping, so that way you'll protect your pillow, and also your natural body heat will warm the conditioning treatment, allowing it to penetrate the cuticle layer and give your hair a really deep conditioning. One of my favorite hair conditioners is the Argan and Fig from Black Box Cosmetics. It has lots of essential oils which are super nourishing without weighing your hair down. So let's talk about how much product you should use. 2 quarter-size helpings of shampoo will give you a good lather, and the same applies for conditioner. Work the product from your ends to your roots and let it sit for a few minutes. Most people don't rinse out their conditioner out properly, which can actually compromise the blowout. Add an extra minute or so to your rinse just to be sure you've washed out everything.
Well, that's really good information and good to know. But what about cutting your hair? How often should a person cut their hair?
Here's what seems to work best. For short to shoulder length hair, to maintain a precise length, you need to get your hair cut about every 4 to 6 weeks. For hair that falls past the shoulders, get it cut about every 8 weeks. Also, I've noticed a big resurgence of women with long hair who avoid haircuts for fear of loss of length. But not getting a regular trim actually does more harm than good, because the longer time between haircuts, the more split ends you'll accumulate. And the split ends begin to travel further up your hair follicle, causing more dryness and damage. To avoid damaging long hair, get a cut, say, once a season or every 8 weeks. That way you can keep the length, but the split ends never get that bad.
Now, what about hair color, John? How often should we be coloring our hair?
If you have a single process, do it every 4 weeks. If you have highlights, every 6 to 8 weeks. I love little roots with the highlights. I feel it adds some contrast to the hair while also protecting it from overprocessing. And if you're using hot tools like a flat iron or a curling iron, make sure to use a heat protectant serum or spray before you style your hair.
John, it's been great having you here today, and I really hope you'll come back on the show. You've got some great tips, and you've got a great voice.
It's been fun, and of course, I'd love to be on the show again.
I appreciate your time that you gave us today, John. I know you're a busy guy. If you listeners out there are health or beauty professionals and would like to be on the show, we'd love to have you. You can contact me at Deanna@avitaskinplus.com. That's my email, Deanna@avitaskinplus.com. If you'd like to know more about our show or more about John, you can visit the website, askthebeautyadvisor.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.